Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at patient perceptions of chiropractic care, and finally, a story about tinnitus and diagnostic value of clinical cervical spine tests. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to Health Beat podcast number 544, recorded March 25th, 2016. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The purpose of a study published in the journal JMPT was to compare characteristics, likelihood to use, and actual use of chiropractic care for United States survey respondents with positive and negative perceptions of doctors of chiropractic and chiropractic care. From a 2015 nationally representative survey of over 5,000 adults with a response rate of 29%, the authors of the study used respondents' answers to identify those with positive and negative perceptions of chiropractors or chiropractic care. The authors used the X2 test to compare other survey responses for these groups. The conclusion of the study found that U.S. adults generally perceive chiropractors in a positive manner, but that a relatively high proportion of negative perceptions of chiropractic care, particularly the cost and the number of visits required by such care. Characteristics of respondents with positive and negative perceptions were similar, but those with positive perceptions were more likely to plan to use and to have already received chiropractic care. Surf to our show notes for links. Tinnitus can be related to many different etiologies, such as hearing loss or a noise trauma, but it can also be related to the somatosensory system of the cervical spine. The diagnosis of CST, cervicogenic somatic tinnitus, is made when the predominant feature is the temporal coincidence of appearance or increase of both neck pain and tinnitus. The aim of this current study, published in Research Report, was to assess the diagnostic value of clinical cervical spine tests in people with CST. Consecutive adult patients with chronic subjective non-pulsatile tinnitus were included. The examination included completion of the neck bone mouth questionnaire, the NBQ questionnaire, and the following clinical cervical spine tests: manual rotation test, adapted Sperling test, trigger point tests, and tests for strength and endurance of the deep neck flexors. The study concluded that clinical cervical spine tests can support the diagnostic process for CST. A neck bone mouth questionnaire NBQ score of less than 14 points and the absence of trigger points can help to exclude CST. In contrast, a positive manual rotation test and adapted Sperling test can help to include CST. In future studies, these tests should be included in a multidisciplinary assessment of patients with suspected CST. Limitations of the study stated that a limited number of clinical cervical spine tests were used in this study. Although tests with good validity and reliability were included, additional tests could provide more information on cervical spine dysfunction in patients with CST. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Napoleon Hill. Whatever the mind of a man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. Thoughts are things, and powerful things at that, when mixed with the definiteness of purpose and burning desire, can be translated into riches. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.